Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. We fed almost 1,000 of our episodes of Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick through an AI to create this episode. No Bobs or Nicks were harmed in the making of this episode because neither of us were there. This is all computer generated. And you'll find that it's kind of in defense of artificial intelligence in a way. Oddly enough, enjoy. It's not there yet.
Yeah.
Right? The idea that it makes it easier, like the idea that, okay, so SAG-AFTRA is the writer strike, the actor strike is going on right now, fully support it. Yeah. And they are railing against this idea that AI could at some point be thrown in there. Right? Yeah. Because they're already killing a lot of the things that they've done in the past, like the writer's room.
Yep.
Right? So they will give bonuses to the showrunner if the showrunner writes it all themselves or writes it with like some freelancers. But a full writer's room where everybody would have to get residuals, they don't want to do that.
Yeah, see, they're squeezing it. They're squeezing the model for the cash, and I think they're missing the magic of what they're getting out of that process and those people. But
well, let's come back to that in a second. Okay. But, you know, can AI eventually get to the point where it can write good television? Right? Or something along those lines.
Why not?
Maybe.
Why not?
Maybe.
And you're going to have to be extraordinary to survive in that realm as a live writer.
I don't know. I don't know. Because I think that you can, like, what is the difference between 80% and 90% in terms of quality?
Mm.
You know, does it really make that much more money? Does it really get that many more eyeballs? Does it really, like, you know?
Ah, okay. Right,
so,
right.
So, like, from a creative standpoint, yeah. Right?
Well, even from a profit standpoint,
yeah.
you're going, look, if I don't have to pay all these people,
yeah,
and I can get it to 80%,
yeah,
and or pay all these people and get it to 90%, but I'm not earning that much, it does. So it's a business thing, and this is the hard reality of combining art and business.
Yeah,
you know, because
I think it's the bigger part of it.
And I don't want to be an avant-garde. You know, I don't want to poo-poo anything that AI does. I'm fascinated by it. I think it's incredible. I think it's both exciting and scary at the same time. It's a yin-yang situation. But I'm an appreciator of when it comes out of a human being. Because in my experience, there's something extraordinary there. And what it's doing is it's taking something that has been historically extraordinary and making it ordinary. And that's the hard rub for me. Because I don't want to, like, okay, guess what? AI can create a Mona Lisa that we could not discern different from the actual painting Mona Lisa, texture and all. It can create it. I know it could. And yet, that makes me sad because the amount of work and thought and experience that it took to create the original Mona Lisa is, that's what makes it the Mona Lisa.
Well, does it take away from that, though? Because if you have two pieces of art next to each other and one was created in a nanosecond by AI and one was created by someone who studied their entire life in order to create art and did that thing, like, you're going to value them differently, aren't you?
It's just titles. This is the thing. It's what you imbue in the art.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this because I've created art that's like, it's all right. But I found a really good name for it. And then people are like, holy cow, wow, that's something, okay? And the thing is this, just imbuing the story mm-hmm. with the art gives the art the power. Think of Banksy, okay? Banksy's whole claim to art is about the story of the art, not the actual art. Because the art itself is not extraordinary art. A lot of people can create stuff that looks like that and come up with ideas like that, but because of how he placed those and how he destroys them and how he makes his medium the message, he makes it something different, but it's all story. And so I feel like that. I feel like it's not fair and it's not right, but it is the art world. I mean,
well, and it's here.
Yeah.
Like there's, until you destroy the world, you, the listener, not you, Bob.
Right.
Yeah. No,
appreciate
the listener,
that.
I'm assuming is going to do it. Cause I got to imagine the person who has the ambition to try to take over the world and fix it, who will ultimately destroy it because of their own hubris, is listening to this show.
I would bet.
is listening to us right now, and we're a source of inspiration for them.
Of course we are.
Because we want people to be better, and they want to be better, and they don't realize that they're not going to be better. They're just going to make things worse. I'm sorry to say. And I know you're sitting there nodding along going, oh, I know, they're talking about someone else, not me. And then you go on and do it. It's you.
It's me.
Yeah. Not you, the listener.
It's me. Hi, gang. It's Bob. The truth of artificial intelligence comes down to this. It doesn't really matter if we like it or we don't. It is here right now, and humans are going to continue to work in its development and its evolution. We'd all do best to learn what we can about this amazing tool, even if we have no intent to use it. It will transform many parts of our society, from business to art to science to government. So let's get to know this catalyst so we can better manage its impact. These are amazing times indeed, my friends. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for our Friday Shorts. It's going to be a fun time. We'll catch you then.